Hey, greetings, sisters. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, we're at a truck stop right now, and just in case you hear a bunch of loud noises going on, hopefully shouldn't be a problem. But anyway, I wanted to share some thoughts about the contemporary Christian music fest that we were at last weekend. It was a few days ago. I had a lot of work to catch up on afterwards, and it's nice to have a few days to ponder things such as that. That was a big weekend. We were out both days, Saturday and Sunday, for 8-10 hours a day, plus more before that and after that. And so a lot went on, and it was pretty amazing. It was awesome. It really was, because they say there's an average of 20-some thousand people that usually attend it each day. So we were at the main gate where almost everybody came and went. So it was pretty awesome. We were able to reach quite a few people, or at least, I don't know if we reached them, but we were at least there for them. And Brother Jim was preaching the whole time, and praise God. After the first day, his voice was gone on Sunday morning when he woke up. But long story short, he got it back, all to the glory of God. And we were able to share much truth and precious pearls. And there were many people who received it too. Brother Jim often had a group of men standing there. Yeah, there was a lot of mockers, both men and women, tons and tons and tons. But this isn't all about that. I wanted to praise God for the fact that many, many people were receptive and listened. And you can probably see that on the street preaching videos that we have of it. It's called Hills Alive in Rapid City, South Dakota. You can see that on our street witnessing page there. So anyway, I was blessed to be able to witness to many women who came up. Some of them were very brief encounters. They just wanted to know what we were doing, gave them a gospel card. They were thankful. A woman tried to give me an umbrella so we could have some shade because it was boiling hot out there. And that was very kind. People did offer us water. They stood and listened. They thanked us. And so what I wanted to do today was I had many opportunities to witness, but three of them that kind of stood out to me, and I kind of wanted to go through some of these, and I don't really have like a direct theme or whatever. I'm just going to start talking and share some of this with you, and maybe some of what I say might help some of you if you ever encounter certain situations. So what I want to talk to you about is three of them. Three women, all in, let me set the stage for you. They're all about in their mid to late 20s, I'm guessing. They're all dressed like harlots. And they're all going into the show. So the reason I say all that is so you can see kind of who I'm talking to, what they were doing, what they're like, their theology, because they're going to join to all this. And one big thing is they all walked down the sidewalk to come up to us, or me, because I ended up witnessing to them. So let me talk about the first one. You're going to see a difference between a willing heart and those who are bent on destruction of God's word. So Brother Jim was witnessing to a young man for a long time. It was pretty awesome. He was very receptive. And a harlot-dressed woman come walking up. And I'm saying it was pretty bad that Brother Jim and the man, they turned sideways. She tried to interrupt him, and I came over there, and I gave her a gospel card. And at first, she didn't want one, and I could tell what her demeanor was. You could tell right away. You'd be on the streets. We've been doing this long enough. You could tell when somebody's like, for the most part, want to talk and maybe understand, see what's going on. And then the other ones who are bent on destruction. Well, I could tell she was, but I kept myself neutral because just in case, you know, I don't want to judge wrongly or anything. So I tried to give her the gospel card. She said, no, I just wanted to ask why you're here. And I said, well, if I give you the gospel card, you can go to our website, go check it out. Brother Jim has a testing on there. It lists all the sins here. But if you're not interested in that right now, you can go check that out on your own time. Well, she took the gospel card, and then she said, well, I just wanted to ask you a question. She said, how are we to love God? And I know where she was going with this. It's all about love, because people said, oh, you hate. So I told her that to love God is to keep his commands, and that they weren't doing it there. And then I proceeded to tell her about all the list of sins that we saw there. I went through a whole bunch of them, and she kept trying to defend their sins, you know. And at one point, when she kept pushing back, she goes, I just want to have a discussion. I just want to talk to you. How come you won't talk to me? And I said, ma'am, I am talking to you, but I'm trying to correct you. I'm not going to listen to false theology without trying to correct you, because that's why we're here, is to help pull people from the flames and correct them. Well, she got really upset. And I said, well, tell you what, here, let me show you one that you have right there. I said, I can tell they're clearly not teaching you the truth. She said, really, how? And I said, well, here's an easy one. I said, you came up and tried to interrupt two men who were talking about the things of God. And she got a wicked sarcastic look on her face. And right then I said, do you belong to a religious body? And she said, yes, I'm a Methodist. And they teach that the Bible contradicts itself. And I tried to set her straight on that. She got really upset. She said, I have no love. I wouldn't listen to her. I wouldn't hear her heart. All those key words. And she walked away, met up with her friend, and was laughing. So I hope she repents someday. But I learned a lot from that. I learned how to contend for the faith once delivered to the saints, which is what I told her Jude said we were supposed to do. I repeated that several times this past weekend. And I had a good teacher in Brother Jim because he's come across every single situation. And after these years of listening, I was able to use God's word as a Hebrews 4 sword, like we're supposed to, in love, to try to expose their errors so they can see them. Well, it wasn't too long after that, another woman came up dressed really like, yeah. So anyway, she walked up. I let her listen for a few minutes. I gave her a gospel card. And then I said, you know, we call people out of man-made religion and we try to show people the biblical gospel. And I flipped the card over because she had the backside up. And I went through the gospel with her and she said, oh, okay. And I explained the sins that were going on there. And she said, okay, I didn't know all that. I talked to her maybe 10 minutes and explained it all. I asked her if she belonged to a religious body. She said, no, she left one. She doesn't belong to anything. She said, I'm just here to worship. And she had a nice heart, or at least it seemed like it. I don't know if she came over with a different motive or not, but she was very kind. She was listening. And I explained how this is not worship, how we're supposed to separate from that which is unclean and that which is unbiblical. I went through the whole thing with her. And when we were done, she said, thank you. I appreciate that. I just want to know what you guys were doing. And she walked away with the card. And I'll tell you right here, sisters, I got a couple notes here because there's so much I want to talk to you. I might forget something. But anyway, at that point, I was really thanking God because after the first one, I thought, wow, Deb, were you really hard on her? And I was going through it in my mind and I was like, no, she was pushing back on the word. And I was trying to get her to see the truth. And a lot of times you're just kicking against a wall on that, but you still try. And anyway, when this woman came up, I was like, oh, thank you, God. You show me the difference. I knew it. I just got to see it in front of me. A rebellious, wicked heart woman and one that seemed to have a contrite, humble, maybe learning, maybe seeking heart. It was awesome. The contrast, and boy, I got stronger after that. I was bold. I was like, wow, thank you, God, because I don't always get back-to-back witnessing like we did this weekend. It was awesome. I got a lot of it in. So praise God for that. A lot of women got the truth. So then later on, Brother Jim, I believe he was still talking to that young man. He must have stood there for an hour or two at least. And another woman came up. And if you go on the audios for sisters, you'll see one on there. I can't remember what the title is. But anyway, it starts out with Brother Jim witnessing and then me witnessing to her. It didn't go well. She did the same typical things Okay, so when we're out on the road, there's always the potential for distractions. I'm not quite as good at this as Brother Jim is for just blasting right through them, so I got to get my mind back on where we were. It was the third woman that came up, and you can hear that on the audio. Anyway, she was really pushing back, and at one point when it came to her mocking and laughing about clothing for women, I mean, I went through a bunch of other sins and stuff too. She just kept pushing. And finally, I said at one point, I was like, you know what? You need to go study the Bible. You go disprove it all. And then if you want, you can email. We'll go through this. I'm here to help you. And kind of cut that off. And she turned and stood there and she listened to Brother Jim talk to the other guy. She asked him the same question that she asked me. Now, that's right. I want to interject this here. So with me, she was bold and pushing back, but with Brother Jim, she pretended to be really nice and quiet and listen. Yeah. And I didn't say a whole lot. I just let Brother Jim teach and preach because that's what he does. There was other people listening. Well, at one point, a few people were dwindling away. A really angry man came up. He looked like a biker. He was swearing. He was using some really vulgar words. Brother Jim said, excuse me. He was rebuking him. The guy's on the other side of the fence, apparently claiming to be a Christian because he's in with all them. And Brother Jim said, could you at least watch your language around the women? And he looked at this woman who had very short hair, and she had a coat that was kind of covering her form from the backside where he was. You could see everything from the front. And he said, what, him? That's a woman? And she turned around and he said, oh, sorry. And then he looked at me and said, okay, I'm sorry. And I had a heart for the woman there for a split second. I felt bad for her. And then I thought, you know what? If she was biblically following God's word, there would be absolutely no question whatsoever if she was male or female. Well, I do have a heart, sisters. You know, I might be bold. I might have a voice that could be sharp and cutting. It's the voice I got. It's the voice I use, especially when we're out on the streets and it's loud. And when I get passionate like Brother Jim. But anyway, so after that, I walked over and I really wanted to talk to her because just, I don't know. There's just something. I wanted to open it back up again. And I said, do you see what we're talking about? Do you see the fruit that those places are producing? Look what that man just did. Look what some of these other men did. And you know what she did? Instead of listening to the biblical truth that I was trying to give her, because she asked me, what was wrong with those places? What's wrong with them? And I answered all that before. And I wanted to entreat to her, do you see the fruit of this now? And what she did was turn on us. And she got mad. And she said, just like some of the other ones did, you don't hear people. You can't have a discussion. We're unapproachable. We're rude. We won't listen. And I said, where does God's word say we're supposed to be listening to false teachers or feelings or thoughts? We're supposed to go by every word out of the mouth of God, Matthew 4:4. And she was getting very aggressive and she wouldn't even listen. She kept pushing and pushing. And she said, you guys don't have any love. And she said, you are a bad teacher. And she walked off. And I was like, wow, okay. At one point, that's right, I want to back up a little bit. At one point, she said, you know, how did Jesus talk to people? And I said, are you talking about the Pharisees or those who were in sin? And what I've been doing is when a woman asks me a question, I'll ask her one back to try to find their motive out. And she didn't like when I would ask her questions back. I said, Jesus did it all the time. She said, just answer the question. Now, we don't need to listen to people who are talking like that, but because we love them, we put up with it. And I said, oh, you mean Jesus when, let's see, I got the scripture verse here for you, sisters. And I told her this one, John 2:14-16. And he found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves and the changers of money sitting. And when he made a scourge of small cords and he drove them all out of the temple and the sheep and the oxen and poured out the changers' money and overflew the tables and said unto them that sold doves, take these things hence, make not my father's house a house of merchandise. So how is that for kind and loving? And she kept, not just her, but the other ones, they kept saying about how Jesus ate with sinners. Jesus loved the sinners. I said, yes, absolutely. He called them to repentance. You can eat with those of the world, but you call them to repentance. You don't sit in their sins with them. On the other hand, those who were in the body of Christ were supposed to judge them. Okay, I also brought up how Jesus did in Matthew 23, called them blind guides, fools, serpents, white sepulchers. And she started getting even madder then because I wouldn't listen. She was trying to make her point and I was cutting it back down with God's word. So sisters, I'm going to throw a couple other ones in here for you. Oh, I told her about Paul in Galatians 2, where he calls out Peter for running with the Gentiles and then going back to the Jews when they were around. And then also where Paul said in Galatians 5:12, I'm going to let you sisters go look into this. They're talking about circumcision. And he said, I would they were even cut off which trouble you. So sisters, he's talking about cutting off which troubles you in the midst of talking about circumcision. So you can go figure that one out. It's not good. And I want to throw this one in here. Oh, no, I told her this one, too. John, I said, John called them a generation of vipers. So what these people need to understand is when you're in the body of Christ, you are going to be held to the word of God and the highest standards. And that's who Jesus and John and Paul, look at Moses. He even got mad at him and he ground the calf up, that golden calf, and made him drink it. So there's love and kindness, gentleness, patience for those who want to seek the things of God and want to be obedient. There's rebuke in Hebrews 4, slicing for those who want to push back and defend their sin. And that's what we do out on the streets, is try to explain that to those people. And here, where's my verse here? This is what they do. Luke 11. I kind of got a mess in here. I got 44. No, I don't want that. Luke 11, 53 through 54. Yep. And as he said these things unto them, the scribes and the Pharisees, talk about Jesus, as he, Jesus, said these things unto them, the scribes and the Pharisees began to urge him vehemently and to provoke him to speak of many things. This right here is what they do to us. Laying wait for him and seeking to catch something out of his mouth that they might accuse him. So out of all this biblical correction we give to them, list after list after list of sins, scripture verses, trying to call them out of their sin, trying to glorify God, get them to repent. What do? They say, oh, you don't have any love. You don't listen. You don't this, you don't that. And I just want to share something about love. You know, we told these people, and we do it all the time, it becomes repetitive. Love is calling them out of their sins. The two great commands, love God, love your neighbor. And how do we love God? We keep his commands. And how do we love our neighbor? We help them repent and love God by keeping his commands. Obviously, being born again, repentance, and being born again through the gospel. Then we have the holiness and obedience where we're keeping his commands. And then we encourage people to continue doing that until the day they die. That's love. And Brother Jim had something really good when somebody said something about love or mocking people or cutting us down or whatever it was. He said, you know, he said, we're both almost 60 years old. We're often up until 2 o'clock in the morning working on ministry or helping people. Not boasting in us, boasting in Christ, because we would have never done this before Christ. And we stand out in the scorching hot sun all day long into the evening and then stay up late again to help these people. We're standing out there. We're giving out gospel cards. We have a website you can contact us. We have a phone number. We have email. We have Messenger. We're fully available to everybody. That's love, is trying to pull them from the flames, sacrificing ourselves for them. And this isn't about Brother Jim and I boasting about what we do. This is just what we do for the Lord. It's our reasonable service. And I share all this with you because I don't know what sisters of you are going to be out on the streets with whether it's a body of believers, elders, husband, whether you encounter women who come up and talk to you like this, because you're fully capable of defending God's word, preaching the gospel to them, and defending. Jude says, contend for the faith once delivered to the saints. Now, if you have men to refer them to, that's awesome. You can certainly do that. But us women can go to a certain point, especially when we're out on the street and you only get a limited amount of time. So basically, I'm just sharing all this that went on with you. Can you see, out of those three, the total contrast? All three, and I'm just going to do it again so you can see the picture. Young people, women, dressed like harlots, two of them had wicked hearts and were bent on destruction. One of them had a willing heart. And it's a nice picture of contrast that shows us the difference between those who are coming bent on destruction and those who are looking for truth. So don't let Satan discourage you if you keep get pounded on from people like that. It should just make you bolder. And that's basically why we share a lot of the street preaching videos for you. You don't always get to see the good stuff. So that's why we like to share some of these audios with you. But this past weekend, there was a lot of good videos on there that you could see people were really receiving the truth. So I hope this has helped you all stand there and defend the word of God, learn what to say. And as I get more of these opportunities, I'll try to share them with you so that way you can understand how it is for a woman to witness. And like I said, we can go into certain areas. I'm not teaching them everything what God's word says, but I can show them and teach them where their sins are from God's word. Worldliness, carnality, instrumental music, dressing unbiblically, unhead covered, not being not in submission, being a feminist, going to the Sunday religion that's unbiblical with their tithes and everything else that they have there, giving them a great big basket full of the sins that they're participating in and letting them go look at them. And hopefully the sword slices them open so that way they can be healed, repent, be born again, and come to the Lord. So anyway, hopefully this has been a help to you and encouraging. And I guess let's see what the Lord has for us all tomorrow. Stand strong, sister saints. We're all here to encourage one another. We love you in the Lord. May God be praised.